AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A prosecutor in the southeast Texas county where a 28-year-old black woman was found dead after being jailed following a minor traffic offense says the autopsy supports a medical examiner's ruling of suicide.
The only injury which was present on her neck or head was what's called a ligature furrow or a ligature mark. This is consistent with a suicide, according to the Harris County Institute of Forensic Science.
Sharon Cooper says her sister, Sandra Bland, wasn't overly upset when she called her family and told them about the traffic stop arrest and being jailed.
She shared what her bond was, and my sister immediately told her, hey, we're going to get you out. I mean, no, she wasn't despondent. My sister said, hey, we're going to get you out. We're going to work on it. She said, okay.
The U.S. will be allowed to launch manned airstrikes against the Islamic State group from a strategic airbase, which is near the border with Syria. According to AP correspondent Josh Letterman,
U.S. officials say that allowing the U.S. to use that base will make it much easier for the coalition to be nimble and swift in targeting Islamic State targets.
President Obama flies to Africa tonight, first stop Kenya, where his late father lived. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump flew to Laredo, Texas today to talk about immigration problems. Border Patrol agents had planned to accompany Trump to the border with Mexico and hold a meeting with him, but when their union got wind of it, their consultations were canceled. Nevertheless, Trump thanked the Border Patrol agents who escorted his motorcade.
It's an honor for you folks from the Border Patrol and law enforcement to show up here when I know it wasn't that easy to show up here because you had certain pressures, but for you to show up here is a real honor. I will not forget it.
This is AP Radio News. As New York State moves toward boosting the pay of workers, fast food restaurants are weighing their options.
Franchise restaurant owners are considering taking New York State to court over its plans to set a $15 an hour wage floor for fast food workers. A wage board appointed by Governor Andrew Cuomo has recommended the increase from the current $8.75 minimum to be phased in over 3 years. Franchisees insist they can't afford it, and they say it's unfair to have singled them out. Cuomo says he focused on fast food because the parent companies are hugely profitable and the industry employs a large number of low-wage earners. He adds that government aid to full-time fast food workers amounts to a state subsidy for the big corporations. Warren Levinson, New York.
Disappointing earnings and outlooks from several big companies, including Amex, Caterpillar, and 3M, helped drag stocks lower for a third day in a row. The losing streak shoved the Dow into negative territory for the year. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.